Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and this is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Richard Lee, and he's going to talk to me about the new Azure CDN's Dynamic Site Acceleration, DSA.
Yeah, hey guys, I'm Richard. So Dynamic Site Acceleration is a new feature that we announced, and it's sort of a good complement to the static CDN caching that we've done previously. So we've done videos here before about how you can use CDN to really accelerate and scale your website by choosing large images or things that would, you know, be really heavy for your web server to transfer on its own. So you cache those closer to the user. Right. Now, what Dynamic Site Acceleration does is for all the other types of files that are not cacheable, so anything that's customized for each user, like a shopping cart and the contents in there, or things that update really frequently. Maybe you have a homepage that has news headlines that, you know, because it updates every hour, every few minutes, you can't cache those.
Okay.
So you would need Dynamic Site Acceleration to be able to get those to your users all across the globe in kind of a faster manner.
So are you saying that you do cache them and you're just smarter about it?
It actually, well, I actually have a few slides that will walk through kind of the differences. So let's, this is just an example of, you know, what happens without CDN. So you have your Azure data center on the left, and that's where your web server lives. And you have all these users who are maybe in Asia, Europe, South America, kind of all over the world. And traditionally, they would all have to make their own requests to the server. And, you know, this doesn't scale with thousands, millions of users.
Right.
With the static CDN put in front of it, and this is what we used to offer.
And we still offer.
And we still offer.
Because I use this. So, like, I'm using my podcast as an example. Originally, I had one server in Chicago and users all over the world.
Right.
And you just pointed out it doesn't scale.
Yeah.
Then I did this. I moved all of my images out to the edge.
Yep.
So if an Australian hits my podcast, the image is in Australia.
Exactly.
Which
so
is
they
great.
Would be using the Australia server or somewhere closer to them instead of maybe
somewhere
West
in South,
US that you would have.
Somewhere in South Asia, but then ultimately the page itself, the dynamic part of the page, still is in Chicago.
Exactly. So in this image, you're going to see that, you know, your content is going to get cached, but if you have your, like you said, your base HTML web page, the users still have to make a request all the way back to the web server for it.
Because and that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, because that's not cacheable.
Exactly.
So in the next slide, we're going to look at one example of just one user and how we're able to speed that up. So typically, when you make a request all the way back to the origin, you're going over the open internet. And kind of a good analogy for that is, you know, it's an interstate highway, something that's shared by a lot of people, and you're going to have traffic jams. You're going to have rush hour. Maybe there's an accident which slows down that traffic a lot. So kind of the equivalent metaphor is instead of that, you're going over maybe a toll road, or maybe you're taking a private jet instead of a...
Or the HOV lane, the high
economy
occupancy
jet.
Lane.
Yeah, something like that, where there's actually a lot of networking that's owned by the CDN provider itself.
Okay.
So sometimes it's faster than going over the open internet. So what happens when you enable DSA is the servers are actually going to test which paths are going to be the most performant.
Okay.
And in the middle, you see there's the open internet, which is using something called the BGP routing. And there's also going to be a lot of intermediate DSA servers that are also using kind of their own routing mechanism.
Okay.
And sometimes you'll see in the bottom one, it's going to be a lot faster than going over the open internet. And in this case, this DSA sort of algorithm is going to pick this bottom route as the fastest way to get your data across.
So does that mean that when someone hits it and you're doing these tests occasionally or whenever, you're keeping a table of how things are going, and you find out that the border gateway protocol is at a fifth of a second, but it's much faster through here, are you saying that you're going to route dynamic requests through the CDN without caching them?
That's exactly right. So for the type of files that can be cached, you'll serve it from the closest server. There's no need to go back. But the files that can't be cached, you're going to be choosing the fastest way. And sometimes that is over the open internet, if you're really close to your web server, for example. But in a lot of cases, that's going to be through some of the other intermediate paths.
So right now, I've got Hansel Minutes, which is my podcast, and it's registered at a DNS, and the DNS points to an Azure website on App Service.
Yeah.
Would I put that DNS and put CDN in charge?
So what usually happens is you have your base page, like the HTML page, and right. that's something that you'll put through DSA. Mm-hmm. And then you can still have all of your static assets be cached using the static CDN.
The way I already have it.
The way you already have it set up. So this is sort of a good complement to the other parts of your page that...
Why would I not just turn this on for everything? Like, well, isn't this like Cloudflare? Wouldn't I just say, like, let DSA handle it entirely?
Yeah, it's you do benefit from DSA even for cached content, but only on the first request. Mm. Once that content gets cached, there's really no need to do all of this because your content's already really close to the user. You're just going to serve that directly from that edge server instead of having to go back to your origin server at all.
So does that mean I should be more strategic about the pages and the sections?
Yeah, you can essentially split up your content into two buckets, the cacheable and non-cacheable bucket.
Okay.
All the cacheable items you will send through kind of static CDN, which we offered first. Mm-hmm. And then all the non-cacheable assets you would link and send those through the dynamic site acceleration portion.
Cool. Can you do it for real?
Yeah, let me show you how you would set that up. So here I have my CDN endpoint, CDN profile actually in the Azure portal. So you would find that by going to CDN profiles and getting a list of those. I've already created a CDN profile here. And if you go to add endpoint, you're going to be able to add a new endpoint to this profile.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it a name. And origin type. So in this case, because I set up my web server on the same subscription, it's just going to give a list of all the ones that I have available. I'm going to choose this test page that I set up previously.
Okay.
And then here's the part where you turn on DSA. So the static delivery we're going to call general web delivery. And down here, you'll see dynamic site acceleration. So once you select that, there's an additional field that you need to put in. And that's called the probe path. The probe path is just a path to a file on your web server that the DSA is going to use to test for performance. Kind of that image we saw earlier of the file going across all the different routing paths and picking the fastest one. This is the example file that it's going to use.
How important is that? Should I just put my robots.txt or should it be really something real that a user would hit?
Yeah, so it doesn't need to be something real that the user hits. We actually offer a sample object that you can download and put on your web page. But you don't have to use that if you have another file on your page that's close to around 10 kilobytes.
Okay.
So in this case,
it could be a jQuery JavaScript file.
It could be, yeah, it could be a small image. It could be anything. Okay. So in this case, I'm going to go to my web page and just find something that's around 10 kilobytes. So here, I got my Bootstrap file that's pretty close.
That makes sense.
Yep, I'm just going to copy that URL, come back, and put that into the probe path.
Okay.
Get rid of the initial portion here. And there we go.
DSA will use the retrieval of that to make its judgment call.
Yep, that's kind of what happens in the back end, and it's going to save all that data, and the servers are smart. They're going to know what's the fastest way home.
Okay, cool. All right, so then it's creating that endpoint, which is always amazingly fast. And the last time I had someone from CDA on, I got turned on to the fact that I could have HTTPS.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Checked a box, and I got SSL, which was huge for me because I got a free certificate, and I got it all done through the Verizon CDN. So now Hansel Minutes is under SSL, which is fantastic, and I'm running everything but DSA right now, so you're teaching me how I'm going to go and turn this on for my own site.
Yeah, exactly. And you can still do the SSL and all the other options that are available with standard general web delivery.
Will I make an existing? I won't use the existing endpoint. I'll make a separate endpoint, right, for the DSA.
You would create a separate endpoint that's DSA enabled. Yes.
Right, because the one I have now is set for general web delivery in that drop-down box.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we're creating the endpoint.
Yeah, so let's see if this is working. It's usually pretty fast, so we can test this out.
All right.
So I just clicked on the endpoint. This is going to show me the endpoint hostname.
Okay.
And I'm just going to copy that, add this in, and go. So there we go. So this is the website. It's being routed through DSA, and all of the dynamic assets are now going to be you know, accelerated through these alternative routes. So this all happened pretty quickly.
That's literally all I had to do?
That's all you have to do.
Do I have to tell it about certain paths, or like maybe you have like slash about or slash content that I might want to say, well, I don't want that path ever touched. Can I exclude pieces?
So what you could do is send part of your website through DSA and then change the URLs for the static pages to point to your static CDN endpoint.
Oh, okay.
That way you would have, yeah, only the dynamic items sent through DSA and then the static items going through the static CDN endpoint.
Interesting. Now you put that through cname.azureedge.net. I could control my CNAME, right?
Yeah, so
I
could have add a custom one.
Specialcaching.hanselmanis.com or whatever. I have control over my URLs and my domains.
Yeah, totally.
Very cool. And this is available now?
And
it's
regular
CDN pricing?
With DSA, there's a separate pricing for it. Mm-hmm. So you can find that on our pricing page.
Fantastic. All right. I am learning all about how I can accelerate my sites with dynamic site acceleration on the Azure CDN here on Azure Friday.